According to research from one of the private health insurance peak industry bodies, there has been an alarming drop in admissions for some common procedures, including skin cancers and cataract surgery. On the line is Jane Griffiths, who is the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia. Jane, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good evening. Nice to be here.
Now, Jane, these figures are pretty worrying. Can you tell us what they are?
Yes. One of the peak bodies that represents several of the health funds did some work on their eligibility check lists for admissions to hospital, to private hospitals, that is. And skin cancers were down 13%. More alarming was joint replacements were down 41%. And the largest drop was in cataract surgery, which was 46%, which is a real concern. These procedures are not emergencies, but they are required by these patients who are often in pain or having problems with their vision or potentially may have skin cancers that need urgent attention.
Jane, they're the so-called elective surgeries that the Victorian state government put on hold and have only recently allowed to be performed again, albeit at 50% surgical capacity. What does that mean for the people who have these conditions? I mean, having cataracts is no fun. You can't, you know, it's hard to drive. It's quite hard to do a lot of things.
Absolutely. And this is where we feel the day hospital sector can help. Our sector is very specialised. So a lot of the hospitals, particularly for cataract surgery, specialise in ophthalmology. So it's a very efficient way to get through a lot of this work. And not only private work, we could also be helping with the backlog of elective surgery in the public sector in all states. Now, that has happened in some states, but not to a large degree. I think there could be a lot more done by using the day hospital sector. And one of the, at the beginning of the pandemic, one of the aims of the viability agreement that Minister Hunt put in place was to ensure that we had a viable both public and private sector at the end of the pandemic. And it just seems to me that not all resources are being used as much as they could be.
Yeah, that makes complete sense because, of course, people on waiting lists for these surgeries, I mean, in some cases they'll be putting their lives at risk or they could just be experiencing a lot of pain while they wait for their surgery.
Absolutely. I mean, just in the case of cataracts alone, I mean, these people could be still driving, so they're potentially a risk to themselves and others on the road, or if they're elderly, they could be having falls. So there's all sorts of associated issues related to these delays. And some states haven't implemented the restrictions as rigorously as others. Certainly Victoria has. However, in New South Wales, they were pretty much back to normal around November last year. So, you know, really, I think the day hospital sector has a huge amount to offer. There are 357 day hospitals across the country in both metropolitan areas and in rural areas, particularly in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland, where a lot of this work could be being done very efficiently.
Yeah, so Jane, you're suggesting we change the name from elective surgery to urgent and non-urgent surgery, is that right?
Well, I'm not actually suggesting we change the name, but I think it's very misleading for consumers and for potential patients because it sounds as though they have a choice as to whether they have this surgery or not, whereas it may not be emergency surgery, but it's certainly necessary surgery for their well-being.
Yeah, it's certainly a great point. Jane, that's been really great. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks very much, Dr. Jenny.
Jane Griffiths there, the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia. Back to your calls and texts next on Healthy Living.